Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg and Malahleni up to 21 and Mbombela a high of 23 degrees.
Traffic is moving slowly in Midrand on the N1 southbound towards New Road.
In your sport, Rassie Erasmus set to name his first Springbok match day 23 this afternoon. And the West Indies thrash Afghanistan by 104 runs in the final group stage game of the T20 World Cup.
Just over 24 hours before Inauguration Day, and the fight continues over the election's results. The Independent Electoral Commission has clarified exactly how the different parties were allocated their number of seats in the National Assembly. The IEC says in a statement, following the queries and the complaints over the voting process of the 29th May elections, it needs to be clarified. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
It has noted the conversation and the confusion after its elections dashboard was updated last week to reflect the total number of votes from the two National Assembly ballots and the final seat allocation. Just over 16 million registered voters made their mark on election day. Two of the three ballots were for the National Assembly, the national ballot and the regional ballot. That means more than 31.9 million votes were for Parliament. The ANC received more than 12.6 million votes and the DA more than 6.9 million. The ANC won 159 seats, the DA 87 and the Umkhonto we Sizwe Party 58. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
That while the MK Party has dug in the heels about its complaints regarding alleged vote rigging. MK Party spokesperson Tlamulo Tlela told the media over the weekend they will now participate in the case lodged by the ATM in the Electoral Court.
In recent times, the highest courts of Zimbabwe, Kenya, Malawi, and even the USA have listened to election challenges because they respect democracy and fairness. They did not use escape routes or technicalities such as agency or jurisdiction. To do so is a disgrace and a violation of human rights.
The MK Party has also decided to give the go-ahead for their members elected to Parliament to be sworn in and take up their seats. So while the legal battles continue over the election's results, the country is getting ready for tomorrow's inauguration of President-elect Cyril Ramaphosa. Passengers heading to the airport should add some extra time as the OR Tambo International Airport prepares to receive foreign heads of state. Cargo Road and Arrivals Road have already been closed and they will remain shut until midnight on Saturday. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To Zimbabwe, where 8 people died and dozens were injured when a bus carrying churchgoers caught fire. The passengers were returning from an Anglican pilgrimage. The cause of the fire is not known yet. And in America, the country's top health official is now calling for health warnings on social media platforms to protect adolescents. The U.S. Surgeon General warns that social media is now causing a sweeping mental health crisis among the country's young people. He says just like the warnings featuring on tobacco products, he wants labels on social media platforms, stating that social media is associated with significant mental health harms for adolescents. The latest studies in America show that more than 3 hours a day on social media doubles the risk of anxiety and depression symptoms for young people. I'm Khada de Suzan en jou hoofnuus. Die OVK verduidelik die toediening van parlementêre setels na die verkiesing.
What a story.
Because he says those health warnings are not just for the young people.
No.
It's for the parents to remind you of the unsafe charted waters that your kids are going to go on now.
I've been saying that for a long time now. When it comes to bosses, they should also, I'm so bored, kill me a nakang, so may cause harm.
A little warning label, yeah.
Not a
big warning label.
Don't use heavy machinery.
Oh, yes, okay, right.
Yes.
Maybe harmful to your mental health. I can search for like a warning label.
For your hard hat, Wiki.
And then a picture.
Yeah. Just want to operate after ingesting alcohol.
Picture of a werknemer wat so sit met jou hand in die hare. No, but it's a true story. If it's harmful.